Thanks for listening to Stokely and Zach On Demand. Before Zach tells us who is moonwalking in the Hall of Fame today, have you subscribed to our podcast? Subscribe everywhere you get your podcast or at 1043thefan.com.
It's Stokely and Zach on Sports Radio 1043 The Fan.
Oh, you don't have to do that. It is right here. It is right now. How you doing today, Brandon Stokely?
Cold. Cold, man. What's going on?
It is kind of chilly.
Come on, man. I'm done with it. I'm done with it. But I'm doing great, man. Had a great weekend. Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day again to everyone out there, all the moms. My wife's birthday was yesterday also.
Wait,
a two-for-one special.
What?
Killed two birds and feed them with two scones and all that stuff.
Oh,
you know?
My goodness.
Knocked it out of the park.
Twofer? Does it wind up that way every year?
No. Only, you know, every 3 or 4 years, something
okay.
like that.
Okay.
So
Mother's Day and her birthday
same day.
The same day.
Same day. So I knocked it out of the park. Just amazing day by me. And
so you made it all about you?
No. I made it about her, but I just knocked it out of the park. You know what I'm saying?
So, how did yesterday go? How was Mother's Day in the Stokely?
It was great. We just, we were going to go get brunch, but we didn't end up doing that. I had that set up though, but we didn't end up doing that, and just kind of hung out and, not much, man. I mean, not much. Just hung out with the family, and I grilled, you know, and had got a cake and did all that stuff. So grilled out in the rain, freezing cold rain last night. And but it was a good day. Good day. I wish it was better weather to get out and maybe do something. But overall, good weekend. Good day yesterday. How about yourself?
Oh, man. It was good. It was imperfect, but it was really good. Much like you, we had breakfast plans that, you know, our kid wakes up at 6:30 in the morning. So we said, hey, you know, we're not worried about the rush. We'll just beat everyone out. And well, that ended up just not happening.
No.
Just didn't get out of the house.
Right.
Moving slow. Then it gets to be 9 and then you're like, oh my gosh.
You're done.
These lines are going to be out the door. So said, hey, we'll do lunch instead. We'll do like a late lunch instead.
Yeah.
So we go out at like 1 o'clock and you're talking about just.
What'd you do for breakfast?
Absolutely. Oh, we cooked at the house.
Oh, okay.
Bacon and eggs and pancakes and all that.
So you went from going out. Did you go out and look at these places or you just never went out to look?
We went out later in the afternoon. Just an epic failure. Just flat out epic failure. We go to one spot. There's, you know, we said if we got to wait for 20 minutes, something like that, that's fine. But we got, you know, 45 minute wait. So then we go to another place. You know, we said, forget the brunch spot. Let's just go to lunch. Let's go to just a humble lunch and we'll go to Chewy's. Tex-Mex.
Yeah.
That's got a 35 minute wait. Then she goes,
not that long though.
Yeah.
If you start hopping around though, but if you start getting back in the car, going somewhere else, by that time, your 30 minutes is up.
You're absolutely
right. Now I understand
right.
You got a 2.5-year-old. It is long, but give them a stinking iPad, sit in the car or something, because once you start hopping around, that's usually a lost cause.
It was a very, very, very lost cause. So we said, no, we're not going to wait the 35 minutes. We got Owen in the car. Let's try somewhere else. So we go, she goes, you want to know what? I've been wanting In-N-Out. Screw it. Let's go to In-N-Out.
In-N-Out? Are you serious?
Yeah.
Y'all tried to do In-N-Out on a weekend?
So we drive to
goodness.
Mother's Day. I swear to God, it looked like Christmas Eve at the mall.
Yes.
We're like, how is this? This is Mother's Day. Why is In-N-Out? It's an hour wait, the guy said, approximately. So then
that's
we're
ridiculous.
Like, I cannot believe this. So then we're like, you want to know what? Screw it. We'll go home and we'll just go get some crumble cookies. We'll go home and
forget
make
lunch.
Some
Let's
lunch.
Get some cookies.
Crumble's closed.
You couldn't
make this afternoon up. I mean,
why
it was
it
a disaster. Closed on Sundays.
On Sundays, like Chick-fil-A motto.
They would make a killing if this place is open today.
Right.
It's closed. So we are driving all over God's creation, just coming up empty. We ended up eating lunch on Mother's Day at Panda Express.
Mm.
You couldn't make it up.
Wow. But I never had panda.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, solid.
For what it is.
Okay.
Yeah. But it was imperfect, but you want to know what, man? Like my wife said at lunch, she's like, we are so blessed and we're just going to, you know, that's going to be our mindset today.
There
so
you go.
It was great. We hung out and did all the roses and stuff. Safeway had me covered, right?
Yeah.
Roses and
oh, yeah.
all the good stuff and food and fresh fruit. And it was great. So we had a great Mother's Day.
Love
and,
it.
Yeah. And ready for a great week, man. We
need to see some sun, though. I'm not, you know, feel like I'm a little bit back in the Midwest, back in Baltimore, Seattle, a little bit of Louisiana here.
That's what you have me here for. I'm your sunshine. I'm your ray.
Really?
I'm your ray of sunshine here today.
Are you gonna be that for me today?
I'm gonna try.
Okay. All right.
I'm gonna try.
All right. I'm ready.
And we can start like this. You want a ray of sunshine?
Yeah.
The Jaguars are planning to sign quarterback turned baseball player turned tight end Tim freaking Tebow. What is going on?
Love it.
A deal that could be official in the next week or so, says Ian Rappaport. He said nothing is done on paper yet, but he'll have a chance to make the team to reunite with his mentor and college head coach, Urban Meyer. Man, if you told me, how long's it been? 8 years? 9 years? 10 years?
Yeah, I don't even know. A long time.
I mean, if you told me that Tim Tebow in the year 2021 would be back in the state of Florida playing football, tight end, for Urban Meyer.
I mean, come on.
I mean, Stoke, you can't make this stuff up.
There's really only one team that he could have gone to in one place with that coach. You know, they got such a history together that when the rumbling started, it just made sense. Why not? Why not? Like I said a couple weeks ago when it first started, the rumor started happening, like you got so many guys on the roster right now. You look at some of these guys every year. I look at a few of these guys like, how's this guy on the roster?
Yeah.
He stinks, honestly, right? So you can take one of those guys off and just put Tim on there. You get great publicity. Right now, who's talking about the Jags besides Trevor Lawrence? No one. But now he's talking about Tim Tebow. What is that doing for the fans down there?
Oh, my
God. They got to be loving life, you know?
Oh, my God.
I guarantee you they sold some extra season tickets today because of Tim Tebow.
Oh, yeah.
There's no doubt about it. There's no doubt about it. And I'm fully expecting him to make the team. I am. Orlando said no chance he's making the team just now. And I said, yeah. I said, yes, he is. I really do believe he's going to make the team. But when you say he hasn't played football in, you know, whatever, 10 years.
2012 was the last time his cleats were on the grass.
Yeah. Like playing quarterback for the Jets, right?
Yeah.
And not making the football team. So, he didn't make the team, right? Or did he make the team?
Wait, you're talking about
the Jets.
Oh, the Jets. He played 12 games with the New York Jets in 2012.
So, the last time he played...
It was 6-for-8 in terms of completions to attempts.
Balling.
Yeah.
Just needed to give him more. That's a great completion percentage.
Yeah.
He was just needed to give more
75%
attempts.
Completion right. percentage.
But I'm fully expecting him to make the team. But when you said how long he's been out for, I took a step back and said, ooh, that's a long time. That's a really, really long time. He keeps himself in great shape, obviously, but what does he have, you know, what does he have left? You've been practicing and preparing for baseball.
Right.
It's just so different. It's going to be interesting to see if he will make the team, but that's a guy that, like I said a couple weeks ago, I'd never count out. You just don't do it to him. And so I'm expecting to make the team. What do you think of the news, and do you expect him to make the team?
Stoke, I haven't even really given myself time to think about it. Like this is almost like gimmicky. Like this feels like. It feels like a publicity stunt. I know it's not. I know Tebow has real intentions of doing this. I think that Urban Meyer may be just out of his mind and creative enough to make something like this work. Urban Meyer might try to force the issue almost just to prove a point.
Why not? They don't have any great tight ends. He can't be your third or fourth tight end? Play a little special teams? Why not?
Does Tim Tebow, in the year 2021, get into an NFL end zone?
Yes. I've already locked it in.
I know you have.
It's already locked in. It was a prop. I locked it in.
I know you
Yeah,
did.
I did. Maxed it out.
Oh, my God.
Maxed it out. Yeah. I mean, I saw it. I was like, okay. It's just the way this thing is heading. And, Zach, if he makes the football team, you know they're going to have a special play for him.
Yeah.
Right? I'm talking about with Richie. A shovel pass. They're going to have something to get him in the end zone.
Yeah.
If he makes the football team,
yeah,
he will get in the end zone. It's just too good of a story. So
it's an Urban Meyer, I'm smarter than you move.
Absolutely. And their tight end room's not full. They don't have any great tight ends. So
was it James O'Shaughnessy?
Who knows? It really nobody. So I'm expecting him to make the team. I just am.
That's so crazy.
But then again, he might be. I just think he's going to work himself into shape. You know, football shape, and be ready to go. And
do you think this was always his plan?
No. It just came together. Because, like I said, it had to be a perfect situation for him. If Urban Meyer wasn't the head coach and had all authority there in Jacksonville,
right,
it's over for him. Nobody else is giving him a chance to play tight end. Just Urban, his buddy, right? This is how this is how these things work. So, no, I don't. I think if he wanted to be a tight end, he should have done it. You know, if that was his plan, he should have done it back in 2012, 2013.
Yeah.
Going down this road.
But yeah.
Obviously, he didn't want to then. And now he's the ultimate competitor. I'm sure he takes it on as a challenge to try to become a tight end and see if he can do it. And look, my eyes will be watching. And so will the country.
Oh, no
doubt. Not only do they have Trevor Lawrence, now they got Tim Tebow trying to play tight end.
Oh, my God. Brothers in faith. I could see them both getting on a knee in the end zone. Man, oh, man. What? Hey, look at the arc of this guy, like the Grateful Dead song. What a long, strange trip it's been. From this guy going from the you know, most talked about professional athlete in the world at that time, and no one knows about that better than Broncos country.
That's right.
I told you, you know, growing up in upstate New York, like Tim Tebow was on the tip of everyone's tongue. Everyone. I mean, it was not exclusive to Broncos country. It was Tebow country from coast to coast.
Yeah.
And then he just can't find a home. And then it kind of turns into like almost like comical, like his time with the Jets, the Philadelphia Eagles. It's just like, just give it up, dude. And he does. Then he goes into baseball for years, and he spends years doing that. But simultaneously, don't forget, he became a broadcaster on the SEC network.
Yeah.
He was covering college football, and now he's
back. I thought he did a good job, too.
He's tremendous. He's really good.
I think he's documented some of the struggles that he had doing that, and he worked really hard, and I thought he got pretty good at it.
You know, I thought Tim Tebow.
Doesn't he still do some broadcasting stuff or no?
I thought he did.
I thought he still did some ESPN, SEC stuff, but.
He may. He may, but now he's back in professional football after a hiatus of 9 years. I mean, golly, Stoke, this is wild, man.
This is.
ESPN is somewhere licking its chops.
Oh,
I remember the screen grab of, you remember they used to have, SportsCenter used to do this. They don't do it anymore, but they used to list all the topics on the left side of the screen. And the famous screen grab where every single topic was related to Tim Tebow.
Wow.
They turned that thing into a cash cow. It was a lightning rod of conversation, and they just throttled down and said, screw it. We're going to go 24-hour Tebow coverage. And it worked.
It worked. So I think it's a good move by Jacksonville. Why not? What do you think?
I'm rooting for him now.
Do you think he's going to make the football team?
Yes. If I had to decide now.
Yeah, now.
Yes.
Now, obviously, I feel the same way, but let me get my eyes on him, then I can give you a better, maybe more definitive, better educated guess. Right now, it's just like,
sure. Hey,
who knows? I haven't seen him run a route or try to catch a ball.
That's secondary.
Yeah.
Roll him out there.
Very
and see
true.
What happens.
It doesn't matter what he does in practice.
He's
right?
gonna find a way, man.
He will, you know, make a great play for you. When he catches the ball, he'll run over 20 guys and score, you know, a touchdown and win you a football game. So you're right.
Way.
You're absolutely right. It doesn't matter what he does in practice or what he looks like.
I'm rooting for him, man.
It's a great story.
I'm rooting for him.
It's a great story. It really is. You know, he's been put through the ringer a little bit, and with his style of play and not really being able to throw the football very well as a quarterback, and you know, he had a magical run here, but it wasn't going to last, and it just kind of ended very quickly for him after an ultimate high. And
yeah,
so I'm pulling for him. Yeah, absolutely. Hopefully it works out for him. I mean, it's a great story.
What a story.
So
that is so crazy.
We'll see if it does or not. But he's in the right spot.
Oh yeah,
there's coach that trusts him.
Yeah,
a coach that believes in him, in Urban Meyer, a coach that has all the power, and so he's in a city that loves him. And if you're trying to sell jerseys and sell seats,
oh my gosh,
it makes sense because they'll make a lot of money off of him. What's the downside? What is a downside for Jacksonville
right now? Nothing.
Nothing.
Absolutely nothing.
Zero.
And he's back in Florida. I don't know how far Gainesville is away from Jacksonville. But you know that whole state is going to be pulling for Tim Tebow.
Yeah, cause I think he's from the Jacksonville area. I think that's where he's from.
Is that right?
I don't know.
I'll get back to you on that.
I just be making that up. But
I'll get back to you on that.
Let's just go with it.
Sure.
I think he's from around that area.
Tebow's going home.
He's coming home.
My goodness. I love it. I'm here for it.
But there's zero downside to it. Really, there isn't a negative. And if somebody's looking for a negative here, then, you know, they're just trying to bash Tebow for no reason. Really? I mean, what would the negative be here?
That you're making a mockery of your team. You know, the Jags are kind of a joke that you're even leaning
okay.
into it. But that's
right.
That's a narrative. That's not like a tangible downside.
Right. I mean, look, I don't think they're going to give him a job. Back and give him a job. So he's going to have to go out there and earn it. And if he's not good enough to go out there, they won't just give him a job. So I don't know. I'd have to see him play. And if he looked awful, then you'd say, oh, okay, it's a big joke here.
Yeah.
Come on. It's a big joke. But until then, I don't see any kind of downside with him going through training camp with them or in the offseason with them at all.
Well, it's going to be a story regardless. If he has success or falls on his face, it's going to be a story. So
that's right.
And
front and center. Yeah. Every day we'll be seeing it.
There's no doubt, man.
Tebow watch. We saw it here. It was nuts. It was crazy. It was fun. And now it will be in Jacksonville.
My goodness. All right. Our fan store. How about this, Stoke?
We got a fan store.
We got a fan store. Our T-shirts here at the Fan have become a big hit over the years. So we wanted to find a way to make them available to everyone. We've launched the Fan Store with a collection of swag, including limited edition Fan Jam t-shirts. You guys know the design. You've seen them. NBA Jam style. Two faces there. Like
yeah.
You used to pick them back
Sweet.
In the day. Well,
I've seen ours. It's the best by far.
It is the best. And you got your own, each show has its own shirt with Stoke on one side, me on the other, and the strengths and weaknesses of the show. It's pretty cool. It's a really cool concept here. And you can get them now at denverfan.com/store. I just got my shirt here. It's great, man. It's great.
Where's mine?
I don't know. Probably, you'll probably get one.
Probably.
Probably get one.
Oh, no.
All right. We are going to get into the Rockies, the reunion with Nolan. Ooh, boy, it didn't go so smooth for the Rocks.
Wait till he comes back home.
And that's right around the corner, too,
yep.
By the way. We'll get into everything that transpired over the weekend here with our local teams. But first, Todd McShay put out his way too early 2022 NFL mock draft. All right. The early mock aside, right, because no one wants to break down a mock draft a year in advance.
Right.
But it does strike up a very real fear for Broncos country. And I'll tell you what that fear is coming up next.
You're listening to Stokely and Zach on Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan.
Someone says you guys should do a contest on who sells the most shirts. I think our shirt's going to sell the most.
Yeah, of course.
I think our shirt's going to sell.
I mean,
most.
We're the coolest show. We got the coolest shirt. I mean, you know, these old guys, and I mean, nobody's more hipper, trendier than we are. So, like, why wouldn't we? It's not even like a something that I would like be excited or gloat about. It's just expected. Like when you go out, you're expected to dominate.
Yeah.
Right? You're expected to win.
Yeah.
Right? You don't just like it's not doesn't really do a whole lot for you. But that's expectations here, right? You agree?
I agree with
you. Yeah.
I think if the average listener could hang out with one show for a night, it'd be us.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And let me just shout out real quick my guy, Matt Brown, who I saw at the park over the weekend, stopped me, said, ma'am, I listen to you guys all the time. You guys kick butt. He was pumped up. I was pumped up. So I want to give him a shout out here.
We're both pumped up.
Yep.
How about that, Matt?
I was pumped up to meet one of our listeners, Matt Brown, my guy. All right.
I give a shout out.
Sure.
We got a great listener in Arizona. Don't know the guy's name, but we got a great one. We got a great one in Arizona. Don't know his name, but buddy, I had my whole driveway redone.
Oh.
Shout out to Okie Dokie Concrete.
Okie Doke?
Okie Dokie Concrete. Did a good job. So the whole thing got redone. And a guy had to kind of finish up a spot yesterday, and he said afterwards that his brother-in-law is in Arizona. I reached out to him because he was working on my driveway and said he listens to us every day on the podcast from Arizona. Don't know his name. Shout out, though.
You know who does that? Woody Page. Woody Page has a second home in Arizona. Did I tell you I talked to Woody on the phone a couple weeks ago?
Yes, I think you did.
He said, I sit out there on my deck in Arizona, and I tell my speaker, I say, Alexa, put on Stokely and Zach. That's what he told me. I said, man, that's really cool to hear.
Woody's a man.
All right.
What do we got?
Todd McShay put out his way too early 2022 NFL mock draft.
This is early.
This is really early. All right. But my purpose of bringing this up wasn't to like break down a mock draft a year in advance, but it did when I saw how he had it falling, it did strike a real potential fear for Broncos country.
When it comes to the quarterback position?
When it comes to the quarterback position. Todd McShay has the Denver Broncos picking 11th in next year's draft. Okay. 11th. That means it's going to be a bad football team again. Now, obviously, everything changes if Aaron Rodgers in that conversation, and we are going to have that conversation because we have a little bit of, just a step forward in the combo with some audio that I want to play. But he has the Broncos picking at number 11 in next year's draft. And he has the Broncos taking Oklahoma quarterback Spencer Rattler. You seen Spencer Rattler play at all, Stoke?
Yeah, I saw him play in high school.
Really?
Yeah, they had that show. They had the QB1 show, and he was one of them, just like Justin Fields, saw him. But I've seen him play at Oklahoma, obviously.
He's a baller. He's a young baller.
Yeah,
really talented.
I don't know. He's one of the top recruits coming out of high school.
Mm-hmm.
Plays in that Oklahoma offense. It's just, those you don't want to say just because he plays in that, you're not going to take him because you look at, Baker's playing pretty well right now, and you look at, Patrick Mahomes and the Texas Tech offense. And so we'll see. We'll see what he looks like this year and how he performs this year. But why did you act like that was a big negative?
Well, no, I'm not saying a big negative. It could be viewed as a negative. It strikes a bit of a fear in me.
Yeah, why?
All right? Because let me just read you Todd McShay's explanation here really quick before I get to the fear. He said the Broncos didn't take a quarterback at number 9 this year, despite Justin Fields and Mac Jones still being on the board. I was really surprised by that. Trading for Teddy Bridgewater just tells me Denver isn't confident in Drew Lock, who has two more seasons under contract at a soft cap number as his starter. But at the same time, Bridgewater isn't the answer either, and he's only under contract one more season. You need an elite quarterback in the passer-happy AFC West, and I think the Broncos could be looking for one next April. Rattler gives them a potential franchise guy at the position.
Okay.
Here's my Here's my fear here. And I'm not to reinventing the wheel or anything like that. But we just went through what we went through as Broncos country. One of the worst professional football teams that's been rolled out. It's the worst post-Super Bowl team in NFL history. It's a team that was we thought was trending up and went from bad to worse. 5-11. All right? It was as bad this past season as it has been around here. Okay? And my fear is that one year from last week, we're going to be sitting around talking about a team that has some nice pieces, that was a bad football team once again for a fifth year in a row, sixth year in a row, whatever it is, and the Broncos will once again be looking for a quarterback. And the prospect of that is very, very real. And my question to you is, what are the scenarios where the Broncos would not be in the position that Todd McShay expects them to be in one year from last week?
Aaron Rodgers. That's 1A.
Okay.
Right?
Okay, so there's 1A. I want to go through this with you. There's 1A. What is the likelihood, as we sit here today, again, I won't hold you to this, it's Monday, May 2nd. Or May 10th, excuse me.
I was like, gosh, I got to do Mother's Day and birthday all over again? Holy cow. Wow.
Well done. Okay, so.
I'm trying to get in a cold sweat.
As you sit here, on May 10th, what do you think the probability of Aaron Rodgers starting for the Denver Broncos in 2021 is?
Probably lower than what I thought a week or so ago, 2 weeks ago, when Mark Schlereth gave us that news and got us all excited. Remember that day? Do you?
Stop. Leave Mark alone.
Listen. I was doing a show yesterday, a national show, like on CBS Sports with Alex Marvez.
Okay.
Do you know that name? And some other guy, and so
you just gave someone the bond treatment.
No, I forgot their names. Okay, so anyway, but
Alex Marvez, was this on XM Radio?
Yeah, okay. Does a great job. They're great, and so he said, I hope you give Schlereth crap about, you know, him coming on and saying that. That's what he told me. Yes, he did. I said, yes, every single day I am giving him, you know, I'm taking a shot at him. And I'm going to continue to do it every single day. Like, they got the Paxton Lynch smear campaign.
Yeah. Oh, you got the stink breaking news campaign?
Yes.
Oh,
put it on the books.
Stokes, don't do it.
Put
to
it
him.
On the books.
Don't do yes. it to him, Stokes.
Yeah, Stokes got to do it to him. Yeah, every single day. Yeah. I love it. What do you think about that? You got to join it. You got to join it too, because I might need your help every now and then. Okay. We're a partnership here.
You know, I kind of like being next to the fire,
right.
Not where it warms me,
right,
but not necessarily in the fire where it burns me.
Hey, you're going to have to pick your lane. You're going to go in the emergency lane with me, those double yellows, or you're going to stay in the slow lane with those other guys.
What was it created for? Emergency, right?
Emergency. That's right. That's what you got to come over there with me, Zach. You got to be all in, because I'm going to need your help.
Oh, my
That's
God.
That's a rolling time in between the double yellow.
That never gets old.
It really doesn't.
Love it.
It really doesn't. Emmanuel changed his number, by the way.
Oh, yeah?
He's one of the, John, what was it, 8 guys or 10 guys? It's a really small list. Most of them are rookies that are taking advantage of changing their number. I think he's changing it to the number 2, I want to say. I think it's number 2 for the Buffalo Bills. Emmanuel Sanders.
That's right, Buffalo.
Yeah.
I forgot. It was Buffalo.
I think he's going to do really well there.
Yeah.
What are you going to do? You got Diggs, you got Cole Beasley.
And Emmanuel.
And Emmanuel Sanders.
I mean, it's a perfect fit. And you're talking about a guy that, you know, Josh Allen extending plays to.
He's
really, really
number one, by the way. Number one.
And he's changing teams, so he can do that.
Yep.
You know, some players that are staying with the same team, they said they got to buy their jerseys.
That's right. You got to
buy the leftover
exactly,
at retail.
At retail.
So, you know, Dalvin Cook was looking to do it, and it was going to cost him over $1 million.
Oh, is that right? I didn't see that story. Wow.
And so he's like, nah, I'm good.
Yeah, right. I'm good.
So you're going to have a lot of guys that are staying on the same team that want to change numbers but won't be able to.
Right. Because
they don't want to pony up, you know, a couple hundred thousand, whatever it might be.
Right.
That's like, no thank you. But if you're changing teams, obviously – you can do it. So
good point.
Interesting.
Back to this conversation.
Yeah, Aaron Rodgers is 1A.
Were you?
And the likelihood has dropped here for me. Sorry. To probably, I think I was 35-40% maybe. A few weeks ago, something like that.
Yeah.
Now I'm probably more like 20-ish.
Okay.
It's the excitement has gone down. The likelihood of him returning to Green Bay, you know, with the reports last week from James Jones and the fullback,
Coon.
Those guys kind of speaking up for him, saying, no, it's not unsalvageable.
Yeah, it's fixable.
It's fixable.
Yeah.
That told me a lot. So, yeah, more like 20-25% now that it happens.
Okay. So I'm kind of where you're at. It is, and I think most fans would agree with the following statement. It's more likely than not that Aaron Rodgers won't be playing for the Denver Broncos. Is there a chance? Yep. You know, could you be as high as you think it's 40% likelihood? Yeah, but I don't think you can say it's more likely than not that he's going to be playing for the Broncos. So going back to this conversation, in an attempt to get the train back on the tracks here, this Todd McShay way too early 2022 mock draft has the Broncos picking 11, taking a quarterback. All right. And the question is, what are the scenarios where the Broncos would not be in the position that Todd McShay thinks they're going to be in? The Aaron Rodgers was your first answer.
Yeah.
And you're telling me here as you sit today, it's, you know, 20% likelihood. It means 80% unlikely. All right. I agree. So what's the other scenario that would prevent the Denver Broncos from being in the position Todd McShay thinks they're going to be in? What's second?
Drew Locke plays great.
Okay.
Or shows enough promise to say, oh, that's our guy. I think that would be the second option here, is that he goes out and plays more like he did, you know, in those five games his rookie year than he did last year, and he's consistent, and they say, hey, man, we like what we saw from him over the course of a season. Let's run it back again.
Okay. So that scenario, I don't want to be doom and gloom today, but I want to be real.
Okay.
Drew Locke becoming consistent enough where the general manager who didn't select him says, this guy's our plan moving forward, on the heels of leading the league in interceptions and being dead last of 35 qualifiers in completion percentage, I believe that it is more unlikely than likely that that scenario happens.
I agree with you.
Okay.
So percentage-wise, you're going to be down there in the, 25, 30%
yep.
range?
Yep.
I mean, that's kind of where I'm at.
Yep. And I think that's appropriate.
Could it happen?
Yeah. That's real. Yeah.
But I'd say, no, it's not going to happen.
Right. That you would win someone over that didn't pick you as a part of an organizational plan after what we saw this past year.
You're going to have to play great football.
You have to play great football, and you're going to have to do it repeatedly and consistency. That consistency,
right,
words is the big key with Drew. So what's the other scenario? Aaron Rodgers, Drew Locke. What's the other scenario?
Free agent, quarterback, next year. After the season's over, whoever that may be, we see it every year, a guy or two that we maybe don't think will be available, all of a sudden becomes available. Tom Brady, you know, who knows? A guy like that. Who could it be next year? I don't know, but a veteran guy, and he says, you know, Phillip Rivers type of quarterback, and he says, you know, I want to play for a couple more years, and my team doesn't want me anymore for whatever reason, or he forces his way out. And next thing you know, he's a Denver Bronco.
Okay. You put that scenario ahead of a prosperous scenario with Teddy Bridgewater? That Teddy comes in here and the Broncos are good and Teddy's,
yes,
you know, okay.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like it.
Okay.
I like it. And maybe Teddy's next after that scenario, that he catches lightning in a bottle,
sure,
and
yeah,
plays
Teddy in there, yeah,
well,
yeah,
enough where, right, he gets another year, maybe a look-see.
Right. Like, yeah, oh, okay, it was good enough. You know, he managed the game well.
Yeah.
Game-managing quarterback, that's all we needed. He got us to 9 wins.
Has,
okay,
a Case Keenum type of year in,
right,
2017
with the
Vikings.
He got us to 9 wins.
Yeah.
We're thrilled with being, you know, 9-8 after what we've been through.
Right.
Let's just keep this guy, sign him to a, you know, a 2-year, whatever, $40 million deal with 20 guaranteed, something, you know, whatever the case may be. Yes. Perfect.
Yep.
Put him in there too.
Okay. So there's like four scenarios.
I got one more.
Okay.
One more. Deshaun Watson. What are the odds on Deshaun Watson coming here? Really, really low, but I think it's still, we don't know how this thing's going to play out. Right now, the way it's looking, I'd say it's, you know, close to zero.
I wouldn't put it that low, Stokes.
Wait, right now, as we sit, that's where I'd put it. Now we'll see what happens. Obviously, everything is dictated by this situation that he's in. We'll see how that thing plays out, obviously, but right now, I do. Right now, as we sit today, not knowing which way this thing's going to turn, how the NFL is going to look at it, I would put it close to zero. But once, if this thing gets settled, then I think, you know, you put it up there with, you know, right there in the 20%, you know, maybe a little bit lower because you still have that stigma that will be surrounding him. And do you want to go down that road? Even if it gets settled and it's like, wash your hands of it, nothing from the NFL. Now Houston's ready to part with you. You still, as a team, have to realize what the accusations that were put out there, and you obviously take those really seriously. And do you want that guy that's been accused of doing those things, even though obviously you're innocent until proven guilty and you don't go to court with it, but you know there was a settlement. You know stuff went down, inappropriate stuff. Right?
Yeah.
You got to use your brain a little bit there.
Sure.
Do you want that guy as the face of your franchise, right, if you're the Denver Broncos? So I put it low. I put Deshaun low, but it's there. But it's there. You got to leave that open because we've seen signings here that have had you kind of like, oh yeah.
There's throughout this organization's recent history, they have proven time again that, you know, last year I called them the closest thing to second chance you for an NFL team. And you bring in
what? I don't remember that.
When on the heels of Pac-Man and, you know, the Alexander Johnson stuff, and, you know, even you look at the Vance stuff and the accusations that were happening around Vance, and you look at even a higher tier of the organization with Matt Russell. I mean, there's been, it's been what it is. I'm just stating facts here. Okay. I know it can be uncomfortable, but it is what it is. And the Denver Broncos also had the most arrests since the year 2000 of any NFL team as well. So I think that, and again, that's just the facts. I think that with the Deshaun stuff, it does bring up a really good point. And is there a new, basically, era or culture that's trying to be created by George Payton? And, you know,
right,
maybe they stiff arm that. My prediction is that, man, the silence around this situation, from all the noise that was for a month and a half straight, it is now deafening silence around that situation. No one is speaking, not any of the accusers, not Deshaun, not Rusty Harden, not Tony Busby.
And Tony was talking like
Tony
like
wouldn't stop
two or three
talking
times a week. And now he hasn't said anything in a few weeks. It's been a long time.
Dude was like posting on Instagram like once or twice a week about the situation. It's gone radio silent. I believe that both sides are working together to create a settlement.
That's what it seems.
That's
what it seems like.
So we'll see.
Because why all of a sudden the quiet?
Right. So going back to this overarching conversation about the quarterback and the future of it, we just went through five different scenarios where the Broncos could have a resolution in the next year that would prevent them from being in the position that Todd McShay thinks they're going to be in, picking at 11 and picking Oklahoma quarterback Spencer Rattler. But in every scenario that we talked about, each of the five, it is more likely than not that that plan is not going to work. Each unto its own could work. But when you examine it and you say what's more likely as opposed to unlikely, and each of the scenarios are unlikely to happen. So the idea that the Broncos have this awesome roster and that are going to, you know, knock it out of the park in 2021, I just, when I saw that mock draft and I said, man, are we going to be sitting here a year from now with this really good roster and still picking near the top 10 and still looking for a quarterback? And the idea of that does strike a little bit of fear into me because it's a very realistic fear.
It is. You know, until you have one, you got to get lucky a little bit. I think you know, a lot of things have to fall in place for you to get one, for you to get one of these guys by not drafting them, by not having to go in the draft and draft a Spencer Rattler or whoever. You have to be lucky. You have to be fortunate. And, obviously when you look at the last, what, 4 or 5 years for the Broncos, they haven't been. We're still looking for a quarterback and we've tried everything.
Tried everything.
So, we'll see. We're getting some other, you know, cause I brought up the possibility of a free agent coming by, you know, via next year, via trade, whatever, release, whatever. We're getting Kirk Cousins' name thrown out there, which is, you start thinking about that. They just drafted Kellen Mond from Texas A&M.
Yep.
Kirk's making a lot of money. You know, can they turn the page from him, trade him possibly?
More connections with George Payton.
Exactly. Russell Wilson's name has come up here. You never know. You never know. I mean, you know, things are crazy.
Yeah.
In the NFL, and things happen, and that thing might deteriorate quickly in Seattle. So, but the one thing that the Broncos have going for them, I think more so now than they did 3 years ago, I do think their roster is better and more attractive.
Sure.
Right? So if you're one of these quarterbacks like a Russell Wilson, you're looking to go somewhere like Tom Brady did, even though the Bucs stunk, they had a good roster.
Yeah.
They had a good roster, but they stunk. That's okay. But they had a good roster, and he knew that if he went there, he could get the best out of those guys. And so that's kind of the way I'm looking at the Broncos from a perspective of a quarterback that might be on the move. That they got a good roster.
Sounds like a segment for tomorrow.
Young talent.
Are the Broncos the new Bucks?
Mm.
Interesting.
Very interesting.
All right.
Did you just come up with that, or is it already in place, and I think I stole it? You're looking at me.
No. I really like it. I want to take a look back at the Bucks in the year before Brady got there and what they had in place that made it desirable and juxtapose it with what we have in Denver.
Love it.
I think it's an interesting conversation that maybe we can have tomorrow. All right. ESPN's panel of experts were asked two questions, Stoke. What was their most head-scratching pick of the NFL draft, and what was their favorite pick of the NFL draft? And the Broncos are connected to both.
Oh.
Details next.
Miss any of Stokely and Zach? Make sure to subscribe to our on-demand podcast. You'll get every episode as soon as they're released. Just subscribe wherever you get your podcasts or at 1043thefan.com.